Hi, may I speak to Jadia?
This is she.
Hello, my name is Brandon. I'm calling off a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you already
Yes.
spoken to any attorneys?
No, I have not.
Okay. And were you injured by Depo Provera yourself, or was that someone around you?
Yes, I will.
You were. Okay. Sorry to hear that. Were you diagnosed with anything after using it?
Yes, I was diagnosed.
Okay. What was your diagnosis?
One second, let me grab my phone.
Of course.
I got it right here. Sorry about this. I was diagnosed with meningioma.
A meningioma. Okay, got
Yes.
that. And would you like to see if you meet criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding it?
No, I have not.
You never have. Okay. Can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents with any other law firm against Depo?
No, I have not.
Okay. So you were the one who were injured by the Depo. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And once again, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I have was diagnosed with meningioma, and that is a type of brain tumor.
Got it. And
And
where was that
yes.
located? In the front part of your brain, or?
The doctor had took tumor samples of the tumor from my tumor, and the results came back positive.
Oh, I see. Okay. And how long ago was this?
This was my date was one second. Let me get this paperwork. I'm
Of course.
sorry, one second.
No problem.
The date of my I'm so sorry. I got my paperwork. One second. It's just so much stuff that I was.
I know this call is kind of out of nowhere as well. I wouldn't
I'm
expect you to be
sorry.
prepared. It's okay.
And you said the date of my
Of
the
your
date of
diagnosis.
what? The oh, my diagnosis date. I'm so sorry about that. My diagnosis date. I'm so sorry. One second. I
No
have
problem at all.
everything
Take your
right
time.
here. My diagnosis date was June 22nd, 2021. Please forgive me.
No problem at all. June 22nd, you said?
Yeah, 2021.
And that was back in 2021. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. And so you did get your diagnosis then, and sorry to hear that you did have to deal with that. Did you go through treatment as well?
Yes, I went through treatment.
Okay. Got it. So you did go through treatment and it was June 22nd, 2021. And if you don't mind, may I have your date of birth, please?
Yes, my date of birth is January 8th, 1998.
1998. Okay, got it. And in regards to Depo Provera, do you know anyone who is also injured by it around you?
Yes, I did. I had a friend of mine that went through the same thing.
The same exact thing.
Not the same exact thing, but had,
I see.
symptoms.
Right. Okay. And they did take Depo for over a year. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and text you a number afterwards here. And if you do have anyone that could use that type of help, definitely forward my number to them. But regardless, back to what you were you using the shot or the pill?
The shot.
The shot. Okay, got it. And this shot that you got, was this the injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, and I was taking that in my buttocks by a nurse from the hospital.
Oh, by a nurse as well. I see. Okay. And did they ever inform you if you were taking a sub version or a generic version? Or to your knowledge, was it the regular one?
To my knowledge, I know it was. What they explained to me was it was the Depo-Provera shot, and that was the type of birth control that prevents pregnancy. They
Got it.
didn't explain anything else to me but that.
Got it. Okay. And how many years did you use it?
I used it for 3 years.
3 years straight. Okay. And within one of those 3 years, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I had 12 shots in 3 years.
12 total shots. Okay. Got it. So four per year, once every 3 months, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the first year that you started taking these shots?
May of 2018.
May 2018.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So it was back in 2018, that's your first shot. And when was the last time that you ever took it? Do you remember?
It was June in 2021.
Okay, so it was June 2021, shortly before your diagnosis. And did you initially stop because of the symptoms or because of the diagnosis?
I it was experiencing symptoms, and that's what made me go into,
Oh,
you
okay.
know, the hospital to see what was going on, because I had headaches,
Right.
nausea, weakness, numbness, balance problems. It was a lot.
You had all the side effects and all the
Yeah.
symptoms as well. And did you go to the emergency room or did you just see your primary regarding it?
No, I went to the hospital.
Okay, got it. And you did go through treatment?
Yes, I did.
What type of treatment did you go through?
Craniotomy surgery and radiation therapy, 6 months and six cycles.
Radiation, 6 months and six cycles, as well as a craniotomy. And did that come before the radiation? And the radiation was more of a preventative?
That was June 30th, 2021, an outpatient for 6 months radiation.
June 30th, 2021.
Yes.
Okay, so the following week after you were diagnosed. Okay,
Yes.
got it. And how did all of that treatment go? Are you still dealing with any symptoms now?
I'm kind of starting to get my hair back to
Yeah.
getting, kind of normal. I still have, some type of weakness, but I'm gaining my strength back.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, I'm it's a lot of work, and it's definitely a long journey and a long road to recovery, but I'm getting back to how I was, slowly but surely.
That's great to hear. And I can only imagine. I mean, it's been 4 years since then.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So you had the craniotomy as well as radiation following. Okay, and some questions about yourself. This is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but could you please confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Okay, and what is your current marital status?
Single.
Single, okay. And your first name, that's spelled out, is that JADIA?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name, is that Salter, SALTER?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Yes. Arkaya. Arkeya.
Arkeya.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And do you have a suffix for your name?
No.
Okay. Got it. And what is your social?
367-25-4734.
Okay, so that's 367-25-4734.
Yes.
Okay, and onto your primary contact information, what's your best email that we can reach you at?
My first and last name, JADIASALTER 1898 at gmail.com.
Okay, so first and last name. 1898-1898 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And the phone number that I'm calling you off of, 734-772-2449. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And when is the best time for you to get a phone call or text? Do you work in the mornings or afternoons?
I am not working at the moment, so
Not at the moment.
anytime I can receive calls anytime.
Okay, I'll go ahead and mark that off here. And what is your current address?
5716 Hag Road, and that's Lansing, Michigan, 48911. And Hag is spelled HAAG.
Got it. Okay. And what was the zip code once more?
48911.
Got it. And is that an apartment or a house?
That's the house.
Okay, got it. So that's a house. Okay. And you, going back to your when your the Depo-Provera shot was administered, you said that was by a nurse, so medical staff, right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And you were injected about approximately 12 times.
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember what the name of the doctor was that originally diagnosed you or gave you the shot or recommended the shot?
Yes, I do have that. The doctor that prescribed The that was Dr. Jennifer Collins over at University Hospital.
And that's at University Hospital? Okay.
University of Michigan.
Hospital. Okay. And that's where she was located at.
Yes.
And is that where you primarily got your shots as well?
Yes.
University of Michigan Hospital. That's off Medical Center Drive, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I have the correct facility. And I do have a phone number for them. Unless you have your doctor's phone number, I should be able to just use the hospital's. Yeah. Do you have your doctor's phone number?
No, you can contact them from that one. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And going down to pharmaceutically, the prescribing doctor was Jennifer Collins, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That must have been Dr. I got them mixed up. I'm sorry. That must have been Dr. Louis Ayabami.
Louis, and what was the last name?
Ayabami.
Do you mind spelling that out for me?
A-Y-O-B-A-M-I.
Got it. Okay. And that's Dr. Louis Ayabami. And this is the doctor that administered as well as prescribed it, correct?
Yes. That's the doctor name.
I see. Okay. Got that updated here.
Sorry about that.
No problem at all.
It's so much paperwork.
Yeah. I can only imagine how much you have. Do you typically keep all your paperwork or documents regarding your hospital visits?
Yes. I try to keep everything, especially since everything that's been going on as far as with these depots. I've been trying to keep all my everything together.
Yeah, everything on hand and such. Okay, so I'm assuming you have it physically. Okay, and going back to when you were diagnosed, you went to the hospital regarding that. Did they give you a CT scan as well as an MRI or any biopsy as well?
Yes, they did. They gave me a blood test, a CT scan, and a biopsy.
Okay, got it. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The doctor that diagnosed me, that was, let me make sure that I have. Okay, so the prescribed doctor who gave me the Depo Provera, that is Dr. Jennifer Collins. The doctor who diagnosed me is Dr. Louis Ayabami.
I see. Okay. Give me one second.
I'm so sorry. Please don't.
No problem at all. And Jennifer, her last name, could you spell that for me?
Her last name is spelled C-O-L-L-I-N.
Okay, got it. So Jennifer Collin was the one who prescribed as well as administered, and
yes.
Louise was the doctor that urgently diagnosed you with the meningioma.
Yes.
Okay.
And who did my test.
Got it. Got it. And this was also at the University of Michigan.
Yes.
Did you ever go to a different hospital for treatment?
No.
No. Okay, so it was all at the same hospital. Got it.
Yes.
And when you did go through that radiation, you said it was 6 cycles, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this doctor, Dr. Luis, was he a neurologist?
Neurosurgery.
Neurosurgery. Neurosurgeon general. Okay. And he was the one who conducted the craniotomy?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And this is a random question, but have you ever been diagnosed with cancer in the past?
No.
Okay. Got it. And back to your treatment. You did go through radiation. Other than radiation, you had this craniotomy. This was all administered by Dr. Luis.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure here. Give me one quick second here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with the meningioma, have you ever had a family history of these? Has any of your family members ever had a brain tumor before?
No, I was the first person.
You were the first. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And other than treatment, after you were being treated, were you ever hospitalized regarding the meningioma?
Yes, I was.
Okay. How long after your treatment?
I was hospitalized for 10 days, and that was the 6-month outpatient for the radiation.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that was during the radiation treatment.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Give me one second. Okay, all throughout 2021 here. And do you still have your medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, and those are at the hospital. You can get
They're at the
those.
hospital. Okay,
Yes.
got it. And of course, you can give the law firm permission to pull those, but you
Okay.
can also get them yourself and mail them or email them.
Okay.
Okay, and do you have access to a computer or a local just shipping station somewhere you can mail out documents?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you also have access to your MyChart login?
I don't think I have one of
That's okay. Not necessary. I'll mark that off here. And my last question for you is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact, so in case we can't contact you.
No, I don't have any.
Okay, I'll leave that empty for you here. In any case, I'll put down your email. So if necessary, we'll just send you an email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I have that down here. Okay, and that was the last question I did have for you. So that was the entire claim application. Now I'm going to send you these documents over to your email as well as your text messages so you have it in both places. Let me know if you receive them. And by the way, these documents are for the medical release, so we have permission to use medical records from the hospital or from you physically. Secondly, they are the retainers for the attorney. So once you sign these, they'll be able to get started on the claim. Let me know if you receive them. They should be sent over now.
Yeah, I received them. I got those.
Okay, and that should be sent from Brandon Sharp. So it would help to put me on speaker. Go through those documents, review them, and it will ask for two signatures, I believe. I'll review your signatures after you sign.
Okay, one second, I'll do that now.
Of course. I do appreciate your patience, by the way. I know that was a lot of different questions and such.
I really do appreciate your patience as well for me having to take time and go through things. So I appreciate you as well.
No problem. I know that it's sometimes difficult to remember. I know things like 5, 10 years ago. I've spoken to
Yeah.
those that have dealt with a meningioma for over 4 or 5 years without any
Yeah.
surgery and such, so can't even
Oh,
imagine.
Jesus. But yeah, that's strong.
Definitely.
Please forgive me for the signature.
No problem at all. As long as it's a bit legible, it should be completely fine.
And I do the middle name as well.
I'm sorry?
Do I have to put the middle name?
Oh, for your signature, however you
Yes.
have it on your, let's just say your ID on the back of your ID, or how you normally write
Okay.
your signature, just like such.
Okay, just my first and last. Okay. Because I'm like this, my whole name not fitting on the seat on the box.
Yes, so I just received those on my end, and I'm just going to review here and make sure everything looks correct, which it does, and your signature doesn't look bad at all. I've definitely
Okay,
seen worse.
thank you.
Of course. Okay, well, you're all set from here. The next step for you is to wait. You're going to receive a call in the next couple of days here from the attorney's law firm. They're going to verify this information, and your claim would be submitted after they verify it. Now, it's important that you do pick up that phone call, but for the time being, I'll give you my number. So if you have any questions or if you don't receive any phone calls, you can give me a call or a text. Let me know when you're ready for this number here.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, so it's 949
949
274
274
8638.
8688.
And so I work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, like regular full-time schedule. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to give me a call.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Hopefully, I can make the process easy here.
And I appreciate you for all that you're doing. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.